Hello and welcome to Vocal Profiling Live. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, on VBS Radio. Thank you for joining us. The music you just heard is a theme from one of our videos called, I forget what it is, Cassie. Do you remember the, you just said it to me, Miracles of Not, Doorways to a New Medicine. And that is on our website, Nutrasounds.com. Isn't that awful? I forgot what that's the music for. Welcome back, Ben and Cassie.
Hey.
Did you have a great vacation?
Too short,
Ben says. Well, while you were gone, we certainly had some people crabbing because you weren't here, because there was nothing up on YouTube. So we're going to be talking about vocal profiling tonight. We hope you guys call us at 740-698-0670. We're coming to you from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. I'm the director of that research center, and we do magic things here. This is a quote from Robert Heinlein. Any technology which is sufficiently advanced is indistinguishable from magic. And we must have had some great record last week of people who were listening to the show because we got a ton of mail. There's a number for you to call, 740-698-0670, 740-698-0670. You can also watch us on bbsradio.com. Just put that in your browser, and we are broadcasting right on the front page. Is it Station 1 or Station 2, or just Station 2 we're broadcasting from tonight? You can also see us at Ustream. It's up on the board here, just the letter Ustream, one word, ustream.tv/channel/sound-health-hour. But, Cassie, if they just go to Ustream and put in Sound Health, they'll find us, wouldn't they? And not have to remember that horribly long link?
You could try to search, like a Google search for Sound Health and see if anything comes up.
Okay. Well, the other is youtube.com, youtube.com/soundhealth. And then people complained so bad last week that they didn't really listen carefully to the show. They didn't take notes because they knew this was going to be up on YouTube. So we've got lots of questions, and I don't know. We talked about Bernanke last week while you guys were gone. And he did this speech about the economy and a stock market made its own market and leveled itself, and it showed to be a big, fat lie, which means the opposite of that is likely true, that somebody is manipulating the stock market, and he knew it. So, Ben, is it possible that we can go over those three or four slides we did with Bernanke, and we can get it up on YouTube for people? Because they were pretty ticked off.
Is that what you want to
do?
How do you want to do it?
I think from the amount of responses we got a lot of angry responses last week. One that, well, that was a disappointment that you were gone, but we got people who were really ticked off at Bernanke. We got people who are ticked off about this worm thing going on. We got people ticked off about the economy and what's happening. I'll read some of it, but it's just, I don't know where to start. But we just thought we would do a show on anger and see where that's going. So people have asked us to repeat some of the things from last week because they didn't pay enough attention. Now, we do two kinds of vocal print here at the Research Center. We do a time domain, which is a very serious thing. Like, we had a guy come in today with macular degeneration, and that's where they lose the ability to focus their eyes. And in less than 20 minutes or so after we gave him the sound, he was able to see again. Now, there's no cure for macular degeneration. 265,000 adults a year are reported to come down with, or they discover they have macular degeneration. So the fact that we have a way to reverse macular degeneration and nobody else on the planet does, as far as we know, then there ought to be people beating down our door to learn this and take it to their community. The thing that we do on this show, we do for entertainment and fun, but we still get a lot out of it. And that's the bottom part here, and this is time domain. And we showed this one last week. I can't read what that is. Something about Obama doing something. I probably could read it on here. Oh, he's swearing in. Obama's swearing in, which we like. We use this because it has several different colors on it. It has several different heights. The heights mean something to us. We're going to go over that for people who are listening to us for the first time. And I don't have my little thing that goes on my ears. I forgot that again. Oh, it's over there? Do you know how to get it on before you hand it to me? Because I don't think I do. People complain that they can't hear me when I move over to the... Do we have a... Oh, that's you coming on that. Okay, I'm putting on my headphones here. That's what all that's about. So we're going to do time domain. We're going to talk about what each of these colors mean, what each of the heights of each of these means. And for those of you who have been with us before, please just be patient because we have new people listening every week, so they need this information. This is a new one for a lot of you. This is one of the time domains, for instance, and this is a project that we did with aspartame. And this is what a toxicity looks like. If any of you are out there doing these time domain, these frequency domain charts, you can download something called Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, audacity.org, and you can do these wave files. But this is what it looks like for a toxicity. Very high. This person had an extreme sensitivity to aspartame. We were testing Diet Pepsi. So we could show them in their vocal print how they were being poisoned. I don't know if it stopped them from drinking it, but that stuff's pretty addictive. So tonight we're going to do a mailbag, lots of mail, and what makes you angry. And one of our listeners, Janet, suggested that we do Obama now and then. So I thought that was a great idea, so we're going to do that. And then we have for you the CEO of AIG. And how he's saying no bonuses and no contracts, and you'll see whether that's a big fat lie or not. Okay, one of the things that somebody called in and said, I have your program, I don't know what microphone to use. So could you please go over the microphones again? So we use two different kinds of microphones, a Logitech USB mic, which is... This little thing, Quiddicken. So this is a useless piece of nothing here. This microphone is a USB mic. It plugs right into your computer, has its own sound card. It's made by Logitech. You can get it at Amazon. It's about $25. Well, $20 and some tax. It's very fragile, though. This little part right here on the neck snaps if you drop it, or it's got some rough treatment. The other mic we use also has its own sound card in it, calibrated to our equipment, and this is a Samson. It's about $80. It's the cheapest I've ever found it online. So hope that helps. Stephen, who called in and wanted to know about microphones. We also had a request to put the squares up again. And last week we gave some new information, some information that we created for the Nano class, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. People loved the Nano class. We're up to nearly 20,000 downloads on that Nano voice. That probably means that other people have downloaded it and given it away. And we want to encourage you to put it on a disc and carry it to all your friends and give it away and use it. And remember, it's totally free. In support of self-health, we don't even ask your name. For those of you who are having some problems, like Cassie's having problems with getting it on her Mac, we ask a lady to do a little scenario, a write-up about that so people can get on their Macs at the same time. And we all, if we had any money, we'd put it on a Mac version, but we don't. Okay, we want the squares up again. One of our listeners brought up the subject of this latest worm, Conficker. Wonder, is that a play on words about configure, you think? Don't know. And wrote this. I wonder what kind of spineless person would be an internet rapist by attempting to attack facelessly our private information. Don't they think about what others will lose by their actions? I don't think they care. It's just some power trip. And if some woman, old lady, is writing her memoirs and they get destroyed, they really don't care. They say, well, people ought to back up. I've had trouble over the last 2 or 3 days of internet going down and live meeting. We tried to do a class last week and live meeting went down in the middle of it. Are any of you guys having trouble with your computer? No? So you guys weren't bothered by it. A lot of people were. Okay, another one. I'm very disappointed that you didn't put your stuff up on YouTube because it's important bleep. A four-letter word. Could be shirt if we took a letter out of it, okay? Am I allowed to say that on the air? Well, there was a lot of anger expressed about the Bernanke stuff, and they think that we should put that up on YouTube and show that he's lying and that someone else is manipulating the market. So, Spencer, thank you for that comment. Janet, we talked about Obama here and now. Lots of angry people about partner choices. They chose the wrong partner, how they get out of it, so we should do a show about that. Life choice, interfering government, manipulation of money and finances. And one person was very angry because they lost their job at someone else's hand because their employer said it was over the computer attacks. I think they're being lied to, so don't know what's going on with that. But let's talk about the...
Jerry,
yes.
If you want this stuff, the Bernanke stuff up there, I need to record it with this. I don't think I can transfer anything. Like, are you going to go over it?
I don't have it here, but I have it on a little drive here that we could do later. I don't want to repeat it for the audience because we already did it, but I'll repeat it for you, just for you, Ben. People love you. One of the things that happened, too, last week is we put up this little Nano Voice kind of advertisement thing to show people, you know, here's a free Nano, go get it, help yourself with your life and your job and what you really want to do and about what your voice reveals to you. But I just put up this stuff here about Bush's threat about his shoe, and we had shown that a couple months ago, I think, and that people really picked up on that and wanted to know more about it. So we're going to talk about that for a minute. This is a free software, absolutely free manual, and a free online class. You know, we had a woman the other day that downloaded the Nano Voice and then put it up on her website and was trying to sell it to people for $10. And she said if I gave it to her for free, she had every right to sell it. And I said, well, you're going to look like a fool when this comes out because the first page that it prints out, it says, this is free software. If anybody's charging you for it, please report it to us. So please take it down that you're selling it. You know, get a subscription from them that they want to talk to you about the Nano or something. But you can't be charging for this stuff because we're going to catch you. And we do have a crawler out that anybody who has this Nano Voice on their site, that crawler will come back and tell us. It's a service we pay for. You know what I mean by a crawler? That we get information back on whoever has this on their site. Last time I looked, there was over 4 million references to Nano Voice. I think that's incredibly awesome. And I think it will set us free. If we're allowed to know what Bernanke is saying and whether it's the truth or not and what Obama is saying and did he change his mind and how does that look and talk to somebody on the phone and be able to see if they're telling you the truth or whatever, I think it's going to tick people off for a while. Because you can say, oh, you're lying here. I can see it. You don't really mean that. And they'll probably hang up on you or something. But I think eventually it will end up allowing people to be more honest with themselves. You know, once upon a time, we were going to this lady's house for a demonstration or something. I can't remember what it was. And I had a phone call of a mother, and she was very concerned about her daughter. And I went over the time we should have been leaving, and my daughter was in the car with me afterwards. And she said, well, we'll just tell them we got lost. I said, that's going to junk me up. That's going to mess up my energy and my karma, because when you lie, it sticks with you somewhere, and it causes a problem. Read some of Louise Hay's books. It's wonderful about what lying does to you. And when I got there, I said to the lady, I'm sorry you had to wait. That's really what I was sorry for, that she had to wait. I wasn't sorry we were late, because I was doing something very important. And if people can start to learn to tell the truth that way, I think it's incredibly important. And this little program will help them do that. It creates a computerized profile of your inner self. And I think that is a great gift to offer to the world, to the community. Maybe somebody's out there that will help us translate this into other languages. If so, we'll do it in a second, and we'll give it away in other languages too. Okay, this is the Bush thing. This is just something we're repeating because people wanted to know more about it. I guess we have a very versatile audience, you know. They're here at different times. Wonder if we could put all this together as a series somehow and look at it. But anyway, you can't see Bush's face very well because he's ducking this shoe right here. And I guess that is an incredible insult. This was at a press conference in Iraq. And looks like I need to move the computer here. I've got an end of it as a shadow there. But he is saying afterwards about this shoe being thrown at him. And you can see he's ducking there. Well, maybe you can't. This looks kind of like a blur, but that's the best capture I could get. But he comes back and he says, I didn't feel the least bit threatened by it. And you begin to look at what his voice said, and it says, your highest note is associated with the expression of physical prioritizing. Personal control happens in your physical environment as it resides with this note. Your highest note is associated with the expression of what you consider your physical domain, having dominion over, I don't know what that word is because it's off the chart, over your physical environment resides with this note. Thank you, Cassie. You may be caught once in a situation, but you aren't often caught twice without a proper response. Now, this is a computer giving this. Now, he's saying, I wasn't a bit threatened by it, but when you read the printout, every bit of it is about his physical environment. So is he telling the truth? Not much. He's very bothered by it. But he knows if he admits here that the U.S. president, and this happened when he was still president, is threatened, it might cause some catastrophic reaction or something. So I put this in a file along with the entire printout because it's 4 or 5 pages and we really can't put all that up here. And we will post it on nanovoice.org so you guys can see this. But he was threatened. And for him to say, I didn't feel the least bit threatened by it, is not a fib. It's not truthful. It's a fib. I didn't want to call our president or former president untruthful, but I don't see that I have much choice here. We know that this has a lot to do with your health when you lie like that. Now, he probably thinks he lied for a great purpose, so that's okay. But if you'll remember before the elections, we did the health of all the presidential and vice presidential candidates. And we have found out that whoever controls health, HMOs, insurance companies, and all that, they really control the wealth of the nation, the wealth of the people. Would you rather be incredibly rich or medium healthy? medium healthy, Cassie says. Ben, you have an issue with your hip.
Incredibly rich or medium healthy? Or incredibly rich and medium healthy or very healthy and poor?
He had some more to it. How about, would you rather be incredibly rich?
Is it your money or your health? Is that the question?
Your money or your health, yes.
I mean, I think the health, obviously, is a little more. You're happier.
You're more threatened.
Feel, you know, if you're hurting, you make worse decisions. I think your life
well,
is better.
You had your health issue at a very early age, though, so you learned that lesson.
Yeah.
But ask somebody over 60, would they rather have money or their health? Because by that time, usually there's something wrong. And it's because we are very unhealthy people. But I learned something about vocal profiling the other day. I have said for years that your voice contains a holographic representation of you. And we have held that the body has the ability to self-diagnose and to reorganize according to that information. And that's what we do for you if you ever end up here at the center. Now, we had a film ready to show you today. It's called Good Vibrations, and we just couldn't get the sound right. And that was another question someone asked. What do you guys really do? So if you want to see what we really do, and the film's only 3.26 minutes long, go to NutraSounds, N-U-T-R-A, NutraSounds.com, and there's a film there called Good Vibrations, and it tells you from beginning to end what we do. It starts out with a little girl. She was referred to us from a doctor. She had a failure to thrive was her diagnosis. And it takes you through her life of being right on the border of mentally retarded to the return of a perfectly normal kid that passes algebra. Actually, after the film was made, she started going to college. And I don't know if she's on the dean's list every quarter, but she was certainly on the dean list a lot of the quarter. So this idea of the body green, the body supporting its own health and wellness through the Nano Voice and the other programs that we have for people that deal with your health and your nutrition and your muscles and your immune system and your pre-vaccination risk factors. You know, I'm going to get on my soapbox here. Every community, every school should have that program in their school, and they should test every child and the teachers before they get a vaccination to see if they are ready, if they're healthy enough to be able to use that vaccination in the way they hope. There are so many kids being damaged by this. And if we have to get the vaccination and the government is telling us we do, then let's get prepared. Let's get the kids healthy. And the best thing you can do, even if you don't have this pre-vaccination, pre-vac program, is that you can feed your kids quercetin, and it's a form of a biflavonoid found in pumpkins and other kind of orangey kind of food. This is Eva Sneed, S-N-E-A-D. She's a doctor, a Venezuelan doctor, and she's done a lot of research about this, and that's what she found that is the kids need, or these vaccinations are going to cause a problem. But the next slide tells you what's really going on. We can rebuild our kidneys. We can rebuild our bowel. We can rebuild our hip joint. And they've done studies on this. If given optimal nutrition, the body can rebuild itself. Now, sometimes a gene is involved, but we have decoded the genes, and we can give you the genes. Just this week, we're doing a study on a myostatin. And myostatin, if it's too high in the body, you're very weak. But if you don't have a lot of myostatin, then your body becomes very strong and you build muscles very quickly. Now, isn't that a promising thing? And they've done it with animals already, the cows and stuff they're trying to create with more meat in them. Of course, you know, bottom line money here. But I think it would be great for people recovering from surgery, people who want to bulk up, people who their muscles are atrophying, like for Lou Gehrig's disease. Sports teams, I think, could really benefit from it. And we're able to help people look at their bodies, see what they need, and that's a gene. We found that it's just not the protein, but we can look at the gene of myostatin. So that's an exciting piece of information. And by the way, we're going to release that at our conference coming up in May, and the public is invited to our open house in May. That means that you can come here and get your vocal print done for free, as long as, you know, we last. We're not going to stay all night for it, but you'll probably need to be here early. May 15th. And you can get more information on that by writing to us at soundhealth@soundhealth.org, or just write us here at radio@vocalprofiling.com, or jump on BBS and leave us a message there. There's a way for you to get in touch with us. So that'll be May 15th, open house. Come and see us. They're serving food. And we're going to talk about, during that conference for people who have taken our courses, about how to rebuild the body, how to rebuild a kidney, how to rebuild an eye, how to rebuild your throat when somebody has Parkinson's. Somebody get in touch with the people who have MS, like Montel and Annette Funicello. Both of those have MS. Get in touch with Michael J. Fox. Let's see if we can help those people. We've helped people before. We've had someone who is a tetraplegic, no neck, no arms, no legs, in a coma for a year and a half before we got them. And when they came to us, they were tied to a wheelchair, and we were able to help them build back their muscles. And there's videos about that on our site. As one of the things we just showed, this looks like a miracle when it happens. Ben, have you been listening to your sound?
Well, I need to talk to you about that. Where I had the headache, I'll talk to you after.
So we need to reevaluate. This is not a one-time deal. We need to reevaluate. And we've done that with a lot of people. But look at this. Your body rebuilds itself, and we have an ability to tap into that. The idea that the body can support itself as long as it has the information. We just did a girl today that didn't have enough serotonin, and we were able to give her serotonin by frequency. And there's some things that you just can't go out and buy. Like, I don't think you can buy serotonin. Maybe. But like vasopressin and some things like that. And we're able to help you do that with sound. And that's for one reason I think the pharmaceutical companies are going to be an issue. Because what if you could just tune in aspirin and you wouldn't have to buy it? I think that's incredible. And they're learning now, the pharmaceutical companies, they're learning that the voice really has a lot of really incredible information. For instance, vocal profiling about Parkinson's disease was just sold by Pfizer Pharmaceuticals to a company in Australia that's going to use it to predict Parkinson's. Now, we're well ahead of them because not only can we predict it, but we can help people reverse it. And we do that by looking at the research. We're looking for data about this. And we often say to people, you know, if you get well, that's your problem. But we think people can do this given enough information about what's going on. Okay, now we're going to move to Obama. And this is Obama about then and now. We've used this picture before. This is Obama when he was talking about the state of the economy as it was in crisis. And then we're going to talk about what each of these notes mean. But we've seen this before. He's got a lot of green in here, as you can see. He's got a lot of yellow. So we're going to be looking at people's vocal prints in terms of how high these columns are, what each note is, and we take a big sample of your voice and we divide it down into the notes, and then there's a note correlate chart that you'll see in a minute, but C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E. And we've done this long enough that we know there's correlations to the frequencies in your voice. We want vocal coherence. We want this to be straight all the way across. And each one of these colors and each one of these columns, each one of these notes, means something. In this case, it means he's green. Green stands for farmer and act and do and accomplish, and that's his mode when he's talking
about the state of the economy in crisis. He wants to do something about it. We begin to look at each of these columns, and the computer program takes 6 hits, that little nano voice, 6 hits, and you're off and running. But it stops automatically at about 500 hits. So 500 hits, 12 nodes, the average is going to be about 42. 20 is going to be too low, and 80 is going to be way too high. Now, the node of C, you can see, stands for self-power, ability to direct reproduction organs, gross circulation, thick muscles. So if this is 80, this guy is probably an absolute dictatorial tyrant because his ego is very involved. Average is okay. That's usually somebody okay with themselves. They're okay with you. They're not overbearing, but you can't run over them either. So 20 is very, very low. So we have these sonocards that we've been giving away to people. So it tells you what each note means. Those are the sonocards and each of the notes and what they mean by muscles and biochemicals. Okay, here's the note correlate chart. And you can download this right from our Nutrasounds website, N-U-T-R-A, free of charge. It gives you the emotional and the physical issues in general terms that go with each note. Now, when you take the free class, and we do have to have your email address for that, so write to us at class at vocalprofiling, just C-L-A-S-S at vocalprofiling.com, because we have to send you an invitation to the class. And if you want to know when the dates are, I think the next one is April 14th for the next class that you can get in. And like I said, they're free. We are a nonprofit organization. We try to give away as much as we can to people to get this started. It is the idea that the voice contains information about you. And it gives you an edge up, not only from your inside, but knowing what other people are thinking. And we think that's important to the world. I think we have a right to know these things. You know, sometimes when I think about why I'm doing this, because it costs us a lot to give things away, and I don't think I have an answer, except I just want people to have it, and I want them to have the ability to know who they really are. And I think they're ready. I think all of it. Did somebody say we have a caller? Somebody said something. I didn't hear them. Do we have a caller on the line? No, somebody's just clearing their throat there. Sorry. I don't know if you guys...
Hello?
Hello? Are you a caller?
Oh, hi there. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Are you calling
to
get your...
Yeah, my name is Ken. I'm calling...
Okay, are you calling to make a comment, or you would like your voice analyzed?
I wouldn't mind an analysis. I'll just quickly. So my name's Ken. I'm calling from London in the UK, and I heard about you on Coast to Coast. The reason we're talking over each other is because there seems to be a delay on the line somewhere.
Are you... this is middle of night for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's 2 in the morning.
Would you like to have your voice analyzed?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead. What do I have?
Okay,
to do?
We're going to talk about anger. Do you have anything you're angry about?
Sometimes.
You're fine. Okay, can you see us? Are you watching what's happening?
No. Are you on YouTube or something?
We are on bbsradio.com. If you'd like, we'll
give
you...
Oh, yeah. I know you are, but I'm not... So I just got your number from the actual PBS website.
Okay. Well, if you can look at Station 2, you can watch your vocal print be done, okay? What's your name?
What do I do? I'm
Ken. Tell me... Did you say Ken, K-E-N?
Yeah, Ken as in Kenneth, yeah.
Okay, and I'll just say online. And a date of birth, you just make it up, or I don't mind.
No, I'll tell you my real date of birth. It's 18th of May, 1975.
I can't hear him very well. Can you understand?
May 19th.
May
18th of May, 1975. 1875. Okay, and what are you going to talk to us about?
Should I just go right ahead and ask you my question?
You want to ask a question? Or have your voice
set?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start the recording. Okay, you're going to talk until I come back and tell you to shut up. Okay?
Okay.
Go.
Hi, so basically my question was, I'm hearing a lot about the potential that there may be food shortages coming up in the future. And although I have a way of saving bulk food, which is really staple food, I was wondering if your technology could help to reproduce, by using sounds, the vibrational frequencies of such things as, you know, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, without having to physically take them in. So as a sort of daily supplement, instead of having to buy supplements, especially with Codex Alimentarius coming in, is there a way that one could use your technology to supplement by using sound itself? Because there isn't always a need to sort of keep buying from a consumer standpoint, but instead,
okay, we have it. We have it, so I'm going to put in your topic as food storage in case of shortage. Okay, your voice comes in all red. I'm going to save it.
Oh.
And I'm just going to say Ken online. I have to save it first. And then I'm going to flip it open and read it to you. And it's going to talk about your ability to use words to convince people of something. It says, if you ever had to lie to see justice done, you would do it because your sense of justice does not always jive with the law. It's easy for you to see the, it's easy for you to see the fault in others, but don't always have a way to get your point across politely. Have people told you that?
Yes, many times.
You have a high degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying.
Mm-hmm.
Your highest note deals with the expression through both the written and oral words. The world of creative self-expression.
Sorry, repeat that for me one more time.
Your highest note deals with expression through words both written and oral.
Mm-hmm.
The world of creative self-expression resides with this note. Your highest note is associated with the integration of appropriate perception and action. The ability to assess a situation quickly also resides with this note. Your highest note is associated with a seeker of internal truth. The balance between self-expression and self-worth resides with your highest notes. You have the ability to use words very creatively. You have the ability to inspire people using stories and demonstrations. You can get satisfaction out of being able to help others find and correct their mistakes. Any of this you, Ken?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to how you put in this information out. It's all true. What you're saying, these are all very sort of innate things within me. But how does my voice frequency translate to what you just told me?
Well, we have this magic computer program, and if you'll call the office tomorrow or send us an email, and you can send it at radio at vocalprofiling.com, we will send this report back to you.
So in the substance of what I spoke to you while you obtained my voice print, is there any way that you could answer my question?
Okay, yes. We have done experiments. We did one with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and I sang a song or just notes to vegetables, and then they gave the vegetables a laser shot with the same frequency that I was singing or at a higher octave. And the ones that got the laser shot rotted, and the ones I sang to dehydrated. We have not carried that through to be able to look at it, but we think that we can dehydrate food with this, and in many, many instances, we have been able to give people the frequencies of the natural things in their body and kick them into working. We cannot give you raw materials, like we cannot give you elements, but we can give you the frequencies that allow your body to kick those elements into compounds so they work. So go to our site, Nutrasound.com, and you can watch a video called Good Vibrations, and we were able to kick neurotransmitters into working with this little girl named Nicole. So the answer to that is yes.
Okay, what do you mean you dehydrated food? You removed its pH content?
I sang to them, and they let them set, and they dehydrated. Beside them, a little ways away, they set the vegetables that the laser had, the vegetables had been exposed to a laser of the same frequency, but different octave than what I sang. And the food that I sang to dehydrated, the other rotted very quickly. But mine stayed there for about a year and a half, and they were just dehydrated pieces of food.
So would you say that you're
because vitamins, minerals, and all such things in our universe, from what I can gather, are all part of the electromagnetic spectrum. And within that, they all have a specific resonant frequency or harmonic frequency. So
yes,
although we're eating an apple, within the apple are many elements that we recognize as atoms. But those atoms, well, those elements, they all have their own resonant frequency. Yeah? So if they all have their own resonant frequency, what I'm trying to say is that can you not reproduce, for example, the matrix? Because when I use the word matrix, I mean, the food matrix of an apple consists of maybe, a certain percentage of cyanide, a certain percentage of vitamin, whatever it's got in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why, with pharmaceuticals, how they isolate and synthetically reproduce these elements in too many great quantities, they're not good for you, or, just on their own, they're not good for you. So
we cannot produce the apple with sound, Ken. We can only work within a biological entity like a human. We have worked with grapes, and we can sprout seeds quicker, but we cannot, out of sound, create an apple. Cassie,
no, I don't want you to create the apple. I want you to create the nutritional value of the apple and sort of transmit it to the human being to give them that benefit without having to physically eat the apple.
I wanted to refer you to one of our journals, Ken, that will answer a lot of these questions for you. It's the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. It's online. Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. Yeah, it's like Justice Bad Apple Boy. JBAB.org.
Okay, and this is on your website?
It has its separate website. It's about 80 pages long. It will answer a lot of questions, just like what you're asking right now. And it's
okay.
Free.
So what is the website then? Is it JBAB?
.org. JBAB.org. Yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Thank you
Wonderful.
For calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Ken. Yes, I had a question.
Oh.
Talking about the dehydration and stuff, were you saying that the frequency of your voice and the frequency of the laser were accelerants in the dehydration process?
Yes, they were accelerants in the dehydration process, but my voice has very unusual properties, and you can read about it in this journal. My voice will also mix up iron oxide on the old reel-to-reel tapes. I could sing to a tape, and it would cause the iron oxide on the tape to mess up. Actually, I did a project with the government with that shortly before CDs came out. But if a lot of you will remember, we have talked about Sylvia Franck, who is a English writer. She wrote The Tree of Life and the Holy Grail, and she has named what we do as information from the Holy Grail, and she names me as a keeper of the Holy Grail, and that's the information I'm trying to pass on to people. And that may be my need to do it, that I have some kind of genetic memory that's going on. I have to sneeze here. Hold on a second. This is awful to have to sneeze in somebody's ear. Okay, I'm going to try to talk and go on. each one of these notes means something else. And in Ken's notes, it's all red. Everything he said was red.
So what does that mean, that they're all red?
Okay. If you'll download
that... It means I'm angry.
No, it means you're reactive. It means you're gut-level reactive. The blue is
as
steel.
As opposed to responsive.
No, you can be responsive and be red.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get Ken's stuff back here, and we can look at it.
Is that because I'm ruled by Mars?
I haven't the slightest idea about astrology. Your information is about denoted E and responsive with words. So you probably can retort with words well. You probably can dominate a conversation with, I just disappeared it again. Let me move this down. Because it's a lot of red. This is going to be on Ustream. You can go look at it so you can see your chart. But you only have D-sharp, E-F, and F-sharp as big notes. And that's about a self-approval, balance between perception and action, getting things done. But you also have high red on the note of B, which says that you do it for what you think is the good of the people. So
yeah,
all this,
that's right.
All this will come out in your report, but we're going to go on with the show so we can get to what we want to talk about with Obama. But I certainly appreciate your call.
Oh, have you watched the Obama deception?
Yes, I'm trying to get to it.
Okay. Now, one more thing. Okay, see you then. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to go over here and sneeze. I hope nobody's listening. I hope they cut that out. But here's what each of the colors mean. The blue is feel, the green is do, the red's react or respond, and all of Ken's was red. So he is a quick responder, but he can also step back and be in his own ego about how he's responding. And he works well with words. He would be a good writer. He would want to do it on his own time, but he would do his writing for the benefit of other people. And we only have 5 minutes left, and we're not going to get to Obama here and now. This is what we were asked to share again, that we've broken this up into four quadrants of yellow notes, red notes, green notes, and this has orange notes on it because we found a book, and we shared this with you before. This is by Carol Reitberger, and it's What Color Is Your Personality? And we think this is an incredible little book because it matches what we do, incredibly matches what we do. This came out, I don't know, a few years ago. We've been doing this kind of stuff in a computer program that she's been writing in books. The difference is that where she has orange, we have the blue minister. So the top part of this is the people's head. The bottom is gut. And here's the keywords for each of these as we look at people's vocal prints. The fact and the yellow and the green is on the left side, left logical, linear. And the right side is the red and blue. Those are the think people. And Ken is in that upper right-hand quadrant about always looking at the future. How can he use this information? How can he carry it on to other people? He has so much ability to write and look at how to solve problems. I don't know why he's up at 2 in the morning. But okay, so let's go look at Obama. I wanted to get this in. This is one of the first things that we did about Obama, with him talking to the joint session of Congress, and he was talking about economic hope. And this was done, I think, 24th, 26th, around in there, of January. And one of the things Janet, our listener, asked was, why don't we look at Obama now and then, or then and now? So here is Obama talking about economic hope at the summit, and it just happened. Do you notice a difference? The top one is the one that he did to the Joint Congress in January of 2001. Do you see all the difference? He has switched to a lot of blue. do you wonder what secrets the president is told once they get into office? Because he has switched here from green, do it, get it done, accomplish, and all this yellow in the middle of his chart, his E, F, and F sharp is totally yellow, with the right side of his chart being a lot of green and accomplished, especially on A sharp and spirituality. Now keep that in mind because that's going to come up again. But his second chart that was just done a few days ago, just the March G20 conference, a lot of blue, a blue at D sharp, a blue at D, which is all about emotions and serving people, blue at E, blue at F, and emotion, emotion, emotion in the middle of his chart. Now, he has some red, like Ken did, at A sharp and B, which is spirituality and serve the people. But then on the C, C sharp, and D, it's create an image. So he has shifted considerably from create an image with words and evaluation from E, F, and F sharp, and I wish all of you could see what we're looking at, to actually talking about this G20 summit, that it was all the world leaders that got together to talk about the economic issues, and he was really putting his emotions into this. I would not expect that. So he is totally behind this emotionally, not a lot of accomplished. I think this is a transition to, I got a handle on this. I know what to do with it. From the green, accomplish and do, to I think he knows what to do. Yes, Cassie?
I would like to know what G-sharp represents.
G-sharp represents getting something into physical fruition. And he misses that. That's a good observation, Cassie, that in the second time, G-sharp is not there, and the first it is. So I would say he's committed, but he doesn't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of G, which means there's some planning going on here, but the G-sharp is missing, and he had high G-sharp when he was talking to Congress about it. So good point. I should write that up in the evaluation. We're going to post these on nanovoice.org. These are some of the things he said about the summit, or what his computer program said. He has a high degree of intuition. Cut that out, Ben, when you're editing. That he has a high degree of intuition when it comes to listening to what people are not saying. Strong opinions about protecting others who don't have the ability to protect themselves. He's willing to take the lead when things need to get done. His ability to have an idea and get it done is admirable. Now, again, this is just a computer talking. You have a balance between your need to have credit for your accomplishments and your ability to get things done. You tend to let your accomplishments speak for you. I like that. You have the power and the ability to get things done. A lot, even though his G-sharp is missing, a lot of this came out in his print. You sometimes take on more than you can do in the time allotted. You have pride and patience in seeing the best job done. What is this? There is no disc in your drive. I didn't ask it to do a disc. I think it's telling us it's time to go. What time is it?
9:56.
Okay, when we come back next week, we'll talk about Obama and the war and his changes about that. There certainly was changes. We'll see if we can talk about the guy who was the CEO of AIG. So we have our exit music.
Computer actually died.
The computer totally died. We have no exit music.
Oh, we can hum.
We can hum. How about I just end with one of the quotes from my book?
There you go.
Everything in your life leads to this moment. How did you get here? And what do you want to do now? We know that your time is very valuable. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. We hope we'll be with you next week. We're leaving music. Sorry, guys. It's just over.